Call me a Milford Township Supervisor to order what pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recording in progress.
I'd like to do a moment of silence for the Nick Mays family, as his daughter passed away last week. Thank you. Approval of the minutes from previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. After the last meeting, I received a refund check of $234 from AM Trust North America, $25 in room rent from Hickory Hills Estates, $560.81 from real estate tax, $93.47 from ambulance tax. The Scenic Rural Character Preservation Program provided $1,562.50 as the final payment for the completion of the comprehensive plan update. The 2025 Commonwealth State Aid allocation supporting the Volunteer Fire Relief Association of the Fire Company was directly deposited in the amount of $13,914.70. And $6,665.66 was directly deposited for the 2025 Commonwealth General Municipal Pension System. And that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report.
Could you vote for the transfer of 25 times, please? Sorry about that.
Make a motion, we transfer $25,000 from the Pledge General account to the MBT checking account to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Roadmaster's report. We finally finished up the shoulders up on Foster Hill Road using all millings. It took quite a while because we're in and out. Electric company had their tree trimmers up there, so we were moving back and forth. And when you're using millings, there's a lot of big stuff you got to pick out of them. But the shoulders did turn out very good. They should stand up good. They rolled out pretty smooth. We put a new roof on the shed out here where we keep our gas and stuff like that. And we've cleaned a couple pipes on Moon Valley Road, so. We're going to do some milling work, taking some millings and spread them down the dirt portion of Shakopee Road and roll them also. I got 100 and some ton up there, so we're going to work on that on the Shakopee Road, try to keep the potholes down on that a little bit. Makes it a little bit easier and stuff to plow in the winter. And we will... Within the next week or two, we will get one of the trucks up and ready for snow. Not that I'm ready for it, but we'll get the 750 to plow onto it, sander and everything onto that. So at least we have one truck in case we get a snowstorm. Zoning.
After the last meeting, a garage permit was issued. And I forwarded the AutoZone conditional use approval to the zoning officer. That's it.
Public participation. Kevin?
Where was the garage permit issued to?
I didn't write it down, sorry. I have to check on it.
I have a question. The LSA application, is that regarding the front parking area and the front entrance and those issues that were discussed in previous meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Virtually the same application as last year.
Is this Monroe or State LSA?
Monroe. Okay. The Monroe pool closes September 30. The statewide pool doesn't close until November 30.
Okay. Is there an amount that you're requesting, a specific amount?
$160,000.
Yep.
$160,000?
$160?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I have a quick question. Sure. When you're done, or I'm sorry, are you done?
I was just going to say that combined with the 100 that we were already approved for, that will let us do all of the improvements that we have outlined. Well, in engineer terms, anyway.
So you already approved for $100,000 on an LSA grant, a previous LSA grant, and you want an additional 60? Would that be correct?
No.
$160,000.
Right.
Okay.
It's budget time. So, a couple of quick questions, but you guys had kind of opened the genie's bottle back earlier in the spring when you started discussing an EIT. Now it's budget time. I brought this up kind of tangentially back in August, but it's a little bit more applicable now. So where are you in terms of, you guys had talked about an EIT, you talked about it was, times were financially challenging right now. So where are you on that?
Still basically thinking about it.
Okay. What's going to draw you to one side versus the other? I mean, let's just go more broadly then. Are you expecting to have to raise taxes, either real estate taxes or institute an EIT?
I'm sure we're going to have to raise taxes one way or the other.
And what's your opinion on this, Gary? What are you thinking in terms of one way or the other? I know that one of the things you guys had talked about was the EIT could be a little bit more of a cushion for or easier on the senior population that's here. Can you talk to me about, what you're thinking?
My feeling is the EIT is a better tax for the township because it doesn't affect the senior citizens as bad as a real estate tax. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, thanks. Rachel, do you have anything to add to that?
I think it's too soon in the budget process to call that number.
Okay. Can you tell me where you are in the budgeting process? Obviously, it's gotten started. Where are you and what's to come?
We're still in the reviewing stage to look at all the numbers from this year and try to forecast where we'll be at the end of the year, which is a critical number for us to know before we can get into what we'll need for next year in a sort of final manner, right? The way that we balanced our budget last year was with an expectation of using some of the cash that we had on hand at the beginning of the year to supplement the shortfall. So we needed to know, was that shortfall real, or did we make it up, for example, in additional transfer tax revenue? And did we save it in terms of, expenses that were budgeted and not realized? So until we, really get down in the bottom of all of the numbers, it's hard to tell exactly where we are.
How much money do you guys have in the bank right now?
Financial report.
The report is there.
It's right there.
We have paper copy for everyone on the table.
Okay.
So the Pliggett general account is $339,000 in it. The money market account has $16,000 in it. Checking account has $5,000 in it. Payroll account has $30,000 in it. The investment account is $9,700. And then we have the special restricted funds for the ambulance account, which currently has $13,000. And the liquid fuels account, which currently has $14,700.
So what would make you guys more comfortable? Earlier in the spring, you said somewhere around an additional $200,000 coming in tax money. Is that still kind of where you are?
I don't recall having...
I don't remember having the quarter of a million dollars.
Number of like that.
I'm sorry, Bob.
No, we don't remember discussing any numbers like that.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I think the number that the person who spoke from Berkheimer throughout was that at the full 1%, the expectation is in the first year of EIT that it would generate $160,000, which is in sum and total at the maximum rate that the township could assess. But I don't think we talked. The only way that that number makes sense to me, Preston, is perhaps in terms of cash flow, but that seems too high. The township always goes into the year with no revenue until property tax bills start generating township tax revenue. So the first quarter is always cash flow poor, right? So we have to come into the year either with enough revenue left over to cover that period, or some municipalities borrow if they don't have that revenue. So that's something that we've always tried to avoid and have been successful in avoiding in the time that I've been here.
I was just thinking, I thought that I remember you guys talking about if you're here in terms of revenue and you wanted to be here, that differential was around $200,000. I may be remembering incorrectly, but that's what I thought that it was. Where are you in terms of millage right now in the number, and what's your max? Are you maxed out at 15?
No.
What's your max number?
We're at 12.
We're at 12.
You're at 12 now?
Yes.
But what's your max number?
15.
That's what I meant. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Keep in mind, Preston, that municipalities can assess special millage. Taxes. And so there are things that are currently being spent in general fund that could be allocated under special millage, for example, fire tax. So we don't, the ambulance has its own tax, but that was additional spending that was specific to helping to fund the man hours for the ambulance. But there are, there are other property tax special areas that we do not assess at the Milford Township.
What, just last question, timeline. Where are we going from here? It's right now the beginning of October. Everything is due, by the 31st? But I would imagine that you're going to have it ready way before then.
Right. So to back into where the budget is calendar-wise, is the budget has to be adopted by December 31st. Our preference would actually be to adopt it at our regular second meeting so that we're not spending any extra dollars, having extra meetings, or dragging anyone out close to the holidays. And we have to advertise 30 days before that. So you'd be looking at our mid-November date. In order to make that date, I think the way the actual days of our meetings work, we would have to have a budget out for public consumption after the first meeting, whatever the first meeting of November is, which would be a different than normal date for us because of the election. We're asked by county elections to move our meetings for them.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate taking the time.
A couple quick questions. Do you do your budget internally? You don't have any consultant or anybody from the outside involved, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Insofar as that's concerned, inflation. I know, again, as you pointed out, you're still working on numbers, but generally speaking, how much of an impact or an effect or an influence is the escalating inflation on things like, for example, insurances, things of that nature? Do you see, generally speaking, a significant increase? Some townships have reported back and responded back that they noted they had a pretty major increase on insurances, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if your township likewise has had a significant increase or something that you would regard more as a typical or standard increase.
I wouldn't say insurance would be the area, but that's probably because
it's across the board.
Yeah. We don't have any employees receiving health insurance. So that's we're a little bit insulated from that aspect of rising insurance costs. But I think
parts, supplies,
they've
all gone up a lot.
Inflation certainly has hit us in terms of the cost of gasoline and ice, snow melting material, ice melt.
Repairs to equipment.
Yep.
Yeah.
What has that? What was the ice
electric
just a few years ago?
Gas.
You're paying $10,000 now for 75 tons or 94.75 or whatever.
Well, the last 2 years, the bid has been the same, $126.50 a ton.
What was it 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago?
80.
Yeah,
90. But, it's got to be trucked from upstate New York down here for one thing. And the cost of mining it. I was surprised when I got 2 years in a row with the same bid. I really expected to jump, but it stayed the same.
You must be happy about that.
Yeah. Try the next year, though.
Unfortunately.
Okay, moving on.
Thank you.
Under old business, Constitution Avenue Bridge updates. Do we have anything?
I think Bob had the most recent update.
Yes.
Yeah, most recent update was talking to NEPA. And we are going to be putting, well, I'm going to be putting together the actual report on the bridge. And the price that PennDOT sent down with all the repairs on it. And I'm going to be giving that to the gentleman from NEPA, and he's going to check into it and see what kind of options are available for it, because he says even we can request it from NEPA, even though it's a township, I mean a county bridge. And I'd like to see what he has to say. It's not going to cost us anything to do that.
You can request that they consider applying for a grant, or what are we requesting?
Yeah, well, he's going to look at different ways and get back to us and let us know what he thinks the best route would be to go for that. When I was at the Road Task Force meeting, Krista did say something about applying for a grant, but it got knocked down because one of their main reasons was that the bus doesn't use it. Now, in the 45 years I've lived here, the bus uses that all the time.
Bus uses it every day.
Yep. And they're saying the bus doesn't use it. And I made the statement. I said, you know, just in the year, 45 years I've been here, it's always gone down that road because it's been picking up everybody from Greenwood Hills. And now you got the apartments down there. And then it goes around over the bridge and makes the right to go up the Moon Valley Road.
Correct.
And if it has to go to the Shell station and make the right, that road is so narrow, if there's cars pulling out, it's going to have to stop on 209, 6 and 209, and wait till all the cars pull out before it can make the turn.
Yep.
And I said, you know, you're causing a hazard. Plus all the trucks, our truck when we're plowing, a garbage truck, a sewage truck, oil truck, without turning around on people's property, they're all going to have to back out on the 209.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is dangerous. And I made that statement, and it seemed to be taken well by certain people that were up there, but other ones just said, oh, well.
Yeah. New
times are changing.
So yes. Did you get a cost estimate from PennDOT?
Yes, I did.
And what was the cost
estimate? If PennDOT was to do the job, it would be $1.1
million.
Yep. And if they said if we got a private contractor to do it, it would be a lot less. That they can't give me a price, but they said it would be a lot less.
Well, I don't think that's... I'm trying to understand why PennDOT thinks it would be cheaper if it wasn't PennDOT. The county's price was right in line with that, with the estimates that they gave me that they got from McGooey Hauser. Whether it's us, the county, or PennDOT, we're all subject to prevailing wage.
Right.
For
even a private contractor would have to pay prevailing wage.
Yes.
Right. So I'm trying to understand what about PennDOT's involvement they think would be more expensive than, and how that would differ from.
I don't know. I would have to talk to a subcontractor first. Again, in the past, going between the engineers, PennDOT. Engineers can vary in price, and I don't know how they actually put their prices together, but sometimes they're high, sometimes they're low.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is that $1.1 million for it to be vehicular traffic?
Yes.
Yes.
To bring it right back to where it was, PennDOT said the substructure on that bridge is good. I think they redid that about, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, Gary?
Sometime in it.
Yeah. And they said that substructure is good, it just needs a new deck, and if you put a reinforced deck over it, you'll never have a problem with it.
And the sidewalls.
And new sidewalls. But they're also in the price, depending on how they want to go with the sidewalls, because it's a historic bridge. If they wanted to remain looking historic, they would have to rebuild the sidewalls the same way the same appearance that it has now. Otherwise, you could just put straight sidewalls in there, and it be a lot less.
So stay tuned for more after you...
Yeah, stay tuned for more after I get this package together for NEPA. And we'll see what he says. He said that he's got probably 3 or 4 different ways he can go with it.
At the road task force meeting, did the county indicate that they have any sort of priority plan for the bridges?
No, they're not even sure that they're going to make this a walking bridge, according to them at the road task force meeting. We got the letter stating that, but they're saying it's still in review. And then Harvey brought up, what if you just made it a one-way for now? You know, and they said, well, that can be taken into review too. But as far as I know, PennDOT said the bridge is still in the same condition it was with the last inspection. They don't know why they lowered the weight on it.
Right, I saw that in the report. It indicates that there was no need for any changes to the load, which is differing greatly from what the county has indicated. So I wasn't sure if there was some change in the condition of the bridge subsequent to the report coming out. I actually asked the fire chief if he was aware of an accident or someone hitting the sidewall, or for some reason that it suddenly came up the priority list and got the commissioner's attention that way, but not that he was aware of.
Well, the PennDOT did indicate that the decking is not in good shape, but it's not any worse than it was from the last inspection they did on it, is what I got told.
That's consistent with the report.
All right, so that's where we're at. So I'll move forward with NEPA and see what they say.
Did you happen to ask them if they will do a traffic count?
I told them there was no traffic count done on it. That was another thing I did bring up at the meeting. I said, you know, in the time, I actually stopped at the Shell for gas and I kept an eye on it. And it was about 5 o'clock, 5:30 at night. And while I was pumping gas, at least 25 cars went over that bridge because the traffic was backed up from the lake.
Yeah, they scooted around it.
So they scooted around that bridge. And
on Moon Valley Road.
In the meeting, they were saying there's only 25 people that use that bridge because that's all that lives on the other side. But actually, it is more than 25 people in Greenwood Hills. So if they come down and go to their mailbox, they don't turn around and go back out the other way to go over the bridge. But I said, well, I told you, you know, 25 people crossed that bridge, well, at least while I was pumping gas. And they said, well, that's an alternative route. They'll have to find another alternative route. So alternative traffic, I guess, doesn't count.
Well, to realize that people are using an alternative route because the traffic is so heavy on the main route.
Absolutely.
And so if you take the alternative route away, you're going to exacerbate the traffic in the main.
There'll be more accidents.
There'll be more accidents probably by the Shell because it's a narrow road. Yeah, it when people pull out by the Shell,
it's dangerous.
I pull out there, I'm right against the curb. I know I'm close to the curb. Give them as much room to turn the other way as I can.
Yeah.
But there's people that go out and they leave 2 feet on the side of their car. And cars coming the other way making the turn have a tough time. And that's cars.
I like the ones that turn in and just way over top of it. Right into the Shell station, then you come down and go in and just drive right over to
the curb.
The curb.
Yep.
Okay, moving on. New printer for the permit office. Update.
What was it?
The printer's still.
Oh, he's bringing one in. He didn't get a chance to bring it last week, so hopefully this week he's going to bring the printer up. He wants us to test it out first, make sure we like it.
Approval of the LSA application and company resolution.
I'll make a motion that we authorize execution of the resolution for the LSA application, which we previously approved the application itself. The only difference is that we now know the exact dollar amount is $160,323.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
I'd like to thank our legislators for giving us their support on that application. And thank you, Bob, for your outreach in that regard.
Yeah, I was able to fully explain to them what goes on here every time the helicopter pulls in. I said, you know, it's not only our building and cars and people's cars in the parking lot. But also, you got Dollar General right next door, so it can blow stuff into Dollar General's building or the cars in their parking lot. And I said, it's a big concern. You know, one of these days, something's going to kick up and start breaking windows or damaging vehicles, and what? I said, no, it's important. So both Lisa Baker and Jeff Olsmer put letters of support in for the grant.
EMS Appreciation Month.
I don't see the proclamation, which I thought was going to be available for us to sign.
Did you send it?
I asked you to do the same one as last year with the new month.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so there was some miscommunication on that. How do you want to approach that? Do you want to authorize execution of the resolution with the same language as last year, except for the dates?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you want to do the sandwiches like we did last year from primetime? That was the preference of the folks who were here for the open house. The firemen were great. They had little plastic hats for the kids. They even had a little electronic display where they could fight a fire electronically with like a little gadget that they had. They had their fire extinguisher and they could pretend to put out the fire.
I would like that.
It was that they really did a great showing out there.
And they brought their new UTV out so we could check that out.
They're nice.
They were talking about
and it might have been that there was so much out there, everybody driving by said, Milford Township's on fire.
I have a feeling that was probably not the issue. But
there was no smoke.
I think there's just so much going on.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I went through here three times that day just trying to deliver parts of the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes you a half an hour to go from the Napa building to the coast and back. You know, traffic's...
I think if we're going to try open house again in the future, maybe we should try it in March when folks have been stuck in their house and they can't wait to get out and there are not many things to compete with. And they just got their tax bill, so they're thinking about us.
Yeah.
I think it was just too much going on. There's, every weekend there's stuff going on around here.
Authorize the sandwiches.
Well, let's get back to the sandwiches. Tomorrow night's our meeting, so I don't know whether we have time to get a whole primetime has time to do them or not, is the only real problem I see.
Okay. So what do you want to do? Do you want to try to call and find out if they can do it, and if not, switch over to pizza?
But really, I don't want for sandwiches, you know, so.
Or we could wait till...
Or try them. If they can't do it, maybe try Key Food, because Key Food makes a good sandwich, too.
Yeah, Key Food does do a good sandwich.
Get a hold of Junior. He might just put it together quick if Kenny can't do it.
Would you want to handle that?
I could. I can give Kenny a call first. And it's tomorrow night, their meeting?
Yeah, how many do...
How many do we need?
They said 25 people.
25 people.
Okay. All right, I'll call Kenny.
Should let them know you're going to do it too, right?
I will follow up with Mike and let him know to expect it. But we had talked about it at the open house, so they knew it was our intent.
Yeah, well, I'll try them. If not, I'll get a hold of Junior and ask him to do it for me. And if I can't get either one, then we're back to pizza.
Or half and half, anyway.
Oh, yeah, or something.
If they can't do all that, then half and half, maybe.
What do you usually get on the sandwiches?
I don't know whether Butcher Boy could do it.
We always try to stay in the township. That's one of the reasons we went to sandwiches instead of pizza.
I've never even been in there, so I don't know anybody there.
Oh. They're a little expensive, but everything they got in there is good. You ever go in there, Butcher Boy?
Mm-mm. Yeah, my food list is... narrow.
Well,
so.
Mine is two listers, especially Casey, because I can't afford these expensive places.
The Water Wheel did a great pile of pastries for us,
yeah.
But
that was nice,
the fireman got most of that.
Okay.
So.
I'll make a motion that we try to get sandwiches tomorrow for the Mass Appreciation Month with the Belton Fire Department.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Make a motion to authorize the execution of the resolution proclaiming the month of October as EMS Appreciation Month 2025.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Can you have Harvey put it on the board?
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you want to say? Just EMS Appreciation Month?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get that out tomorrow.
Well, thank you. EMS would be fine as well.
Okay. Other public participation.
I have a question. This is more of a rumor thing, but you know, we just did the story a couple times on the AutoZone, and now I'm hearing that there's a possibility that what's going on at Santos Farm is going to be a Wawa. Is there any thought on that?
I haven't heard that.
They're still in the planning stages of that, and we haven't even gotten into land development yet. The only thing that's coming before anybody is right now is the
curative
amendment. We're not even working on the plans or anything yet.
So there's been nothing formally that's come
nothing in. Formally submitted yet.
Oh, great, thanks, guys.
The HOP permit application, I think, had a gas station, did it not, Tony?
I think it said gas station, restaurant, and hotel.
Yeah, that was the one that came in like over a year ago. Right?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was over a year ago.
Okay. Well, Mr. DePietris, the company has a working arrangement with Wawa, that's obvious.
Yeah, because they have one down in Monroe County.
Yeah, that's where the new one went down there by the medical place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, by St. Luke's.
By St. Luke's.
I'll read that show.
Anything else on public participation?
A couple of things. Anything new on the Santos property?
That's what we were just talking about.
Yes, I mean, specifically.
Nothing.
Nothing concrete.
Nothing been submitted.
I don't know what happened at the Planning Commission.
Yeah, because I know that they have that development, Smithfield Gateway, that's been kind of at a standstill also. They have a Wawa that just opened there, and they have the a hospital building, medical building. That's it, though. They had plans for residential and commercial and
nothing's been officially
right
submitted.
Right now, we're still working on the curative amendment, and right now it's between Attorney Belwar and Attorney Waldron.
We agreed that we would review the documents at this upcoming Planning Commission meeting.
Correct.
Right.
And make an approval or a denial at our regular meeting this month to send it to the supervisor.
Right.
So we were pushed a little bit by the applicant. They're anxious to see us get this to the supervisor. So that's where we stand as far as the timetable. You should expect it on your desk the 1st of November or a denial. And I don't see a denial. I see some sort of we have a few things that we're working. One is the signage. So
did the Planning Commission talk about the resignation?
We didn't formally have a letter from Michael.
Yeah, we didn't.
But the resignations come to you're the Board of Supervisors, so I'm assuming that you acknowledge that.
We have it.
We do have it now.
Okay. I'm assuming that you accepted his resignation, so.
It wasn't on the agenda, so.
No.
Not formally.
No, okay.
It will have to be on the agenda for the next meeting,
yes.
Please.
Well, we only got the letter, right?
It's dated the 19th. But
got a lot
later. Of yeah, but I was in the email. I thought we just got it.
So yeah, so we're absolutely in need of Planning Commission. So Roman was at the last meeting, and he said that he will be coming.
I talked to him again today. He said he asked me when the next one was. He'll be here.
Right, so we're keeping a quorum, trying to keep a quorum together. So we've got a lot of work on our plate, though.
Anything else on the public participation?
Yeah, just, if I could back up on that, just as a thought or perspective, as a comment, with the Petrus venture on that. Like I say, I covered years ago Smithfield Gateway when I was covering Smithfield Township, and that was a 10-year process just to get approvals and for them to come to agreement on things. And the plan looks so, on the Mosier Farm, which is a huge tract of land, and it's basically barren right now, and except for roadways going through with nothing on them. But they had this plan for high-end residential and various commercial, automotive repair, all kinds of things like that, possibly a bakery, a bank, and there's been none of that. And this is like 10 years, a 10-year process. So I just find it, maybe the appropriate word would be curious, that with all these plans that nothing seems to be happening there at the moment. Perhaps he has an explanation as to why that is. You know?
It's all spec at the beginning.
I'm sorry?
It's all speculation at the beginning.
Yeah.
Counting on people that he's already dealing with to move in
well,
there.
There's a similar project going on in Dingman Township that's
yep.
not, doesn't have traction.
Yeah. And the thing is that that same developer also was involved with some projects on Route 611 in Stroud Township and Bartonsville, and those that were successful. I mean, they went right up, and businesses seemed to be doing well. You know, there's a lot of foot traffic and, you know, normal business, I guess you could say, in those cases. This here, though, just it's a shame because it was a kind of a local, I don't know, a local focus for people. The old Mosier Farm, where years ago they used to get milk from there and all kinds of stuff. And it was quaint, that's all. Can I just ask one question? Is there the EMS appreciation, that's sandwiches, is that correct, basically,
yes.
Or a luncheon?
No, it's sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Well, this year it's sandwiches. We try to do something a little bit different from time to time. So we've done pizza, we've done sandwiches, we've done a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
We okay. issue a proclamation, we put it up on a thank you on the board, you know, for the community that drives by. It's just a little way for us to let our EMS personnel know how much we appreciate them.
No date on it yet, though, is that correct?
October, the month of October.
Month of October is EMS month.
Yes.
This year, we're doing October. That's why we're issuing the proclamation today.
Right. But there's no specific date, though?
We'll send sandwiches to their business meeting, which is tomorrow. That's why we were talking about, would it be sandwiches or pizza, depending on whether... We get it all laid out because this is our opportunity to talk about it together. It's something that the township doesn't pay for. Typically, the supervisors personally pay for it.
And you said that's a business meeting. Is that correct that they have?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And when is that meeting?
Tomorrow night at
Tomorrow
night. House.
I thought that was okay. Unrelated question. Anything, I know there was some discussion about data centers and, you know, maybe setting up some kind of, considering a township ordinance, anything new on that?
Yeah, I think the commission's working on it.
Yeah, it's still with the planning commission.
Okay.
I thought that we were working on a moratorium.
That's what I thought we were working on.
And I didn't see that come back for approval, although I thought it got a
county
comment.
Yes.
So is that, should that then be on our agenda for?
You can put it on the agenda if you'd like to discuss it.
Is there a draft for us?
There is.
Okay.
I sent it to the county and they sent it back to us.
They sent it back saying not to adopt it.
No, they
well,
said,
I thought they sent it back saying they don't have to comment on it.
Correct.
Because it was not in their mind a zoning ordinance.
Correct.
Which is a little bit confusing, but.
Yeah.
Put it on the agenda for next month.
Yeah,
next meeting.
Yep, put it on the agenda.
Sounds
good.
Get
through. Is there, Kev?
Being that we brought up the Santos curative amendment, I'm assuming that you would prefer preferred signage and limited the square footage to the entire project. irrespective of whether a road divides it or doesn't, or that, that we want to be, limit the signage, is that?
Trying to think of the ramifications of both sides of the street. I mean, signage might, I would think the square footage of the signage should be limited, yes. I would think that you would still want the signage to be on the right side of the street for the development.
Right, but the total signage should be the
maxed
entire project.
Out at, yeah.
Right,
yes.
So we're not, because this is where we're going. We're going, well, this was two separate pieces of property, but it's tax map is one.
It's yep. a single piece, yeah.
So it's a single piece, so if they're gonna, if we're gonna take that stance, and that's gonna go, because the curative amendment is a part of the ordinance that applies to the entire township.
Correct.
Yep.
So we...
You have to be
which
prepared
is going
for
to be having it on both sides of the road is going to be problematic for them.
Yeah.
But are we concerned about that? No. Okay. No. Right. And no, the other thing is in public
so you know,
participation. If the supervisors are paying for sandwiches out of their pocket, I'll kick in. Too. I'll kick in too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Kevin.
Good night.
See you.
Hey, some more last question. I heard the open house was really good the other day too, but were there any ideas that you came away from hearing residents or speaking with residents? Any ideas that they threw out there?
No,
I know the semi-quincentennial was one thing, but anything else?
No residents showed up.
Oh, no residents?
No.
Well, Kevin was here.
Kevin was here.
Well, he
and my wife.
You know. And your wife.
We had two
yes.
residents, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's in the
maybe
picture.
She doesn't count as a civilian anymore.
But
I don't
there
know.
Was so much going on. I mean, the high school had.
There were a few people. There were a few people out there dealing with the fire department who didn't necessarily make their way into the building.
Right, but.
Sounds like it'd be great for kids. For kids.
Look, great for kids, it was great for adults. There was nice pastries here.
But you got to remember, the school had their biggest
nice
thing going.
Pastries. Real good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah.
They were from Waterwheel. They were real good.
Oh.
Okay. Nothing
Nancy
else?
Did nice display.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing else? I'll make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
Good night, guys.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So fast.
All right.